Welcome to The Healthy Advisor, a podcast from wealthmanagement.com focused on advisors' personal well-being and healing. I'm Diana Britton, managing editor of wealthmanagement.com. And in this podcast, we explore some of the struggles and personal development issues facing advisors and financial services professionals and how to get to a place of healing for mind, body, and spirit. Hello and welcome to the latest episode of the Healthy Advisor podcast, and thanks for joining us. As you may know, this is the podcast focused on financial advisor health and well-being, and today's guest definitely counts on that score. His name is Will Hoffman, founder of Pittsburgh-based Hoffman Wealth Management, a private advisor group affiliated firm. Will, thank you so much for being on the podcast today.
Thank you so much for the invitation, Diana. I'm very excited to be here.
Yeah, so a little bit about Will's story. About 2 years ago, Will's son, Liam, was diagnosed with neurofibromatosis, NF. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right.
Yes.
But it's a group of incurable genetic conditions that cause tumors to grow on nerves throughout a person's body. And Liam was diagnosed at age 10. But when Will and his family got the news, they decided that hiding and being sad and defeated wasn't really an option for them. In fact, Will leaned into it and has made it his mission to find a cure for Liam and just set an example for his sons around overcoming the struggles that life may deal you. And so in November, he ran the New York City Marathon, a big one. He raised thousands of dollars for the Children's Tumor Foundation. He's done other runs in support of the cause, and it's inspired Liam to raise awareness as well for the cause. And Will and his wife, Jamie, they're members of the executive advisory board of the Neurofibromatosis Clinics Association, which is a Pittsburgh area nonprofit that provides resources to families facing NF. So Will, I just want to start by, you know, tell us a little bit about Liam and when did you guys first notice that there was something off with his health?
Sure. Liam is 12, almost 13 now, but even when he was a baby, he had what are referred to as cafe au lait spots that are just, they can be bigger birthmarks or odd looking birthmarks that are often the first indicator of neurofibromatosis. And our pediatrician, you know, worked with us, encouraged us to watch them. And we did, and we kept our eye on them. And it really wasn't until Liam started school and really was about partway through third grade when really the effects of the NF started to really show in his education and with some learning struggles. Mm-hmm. So that was when we started to work with our local NF clinic, and they diagnosed him while we were there.
Mm-hmm. So just a little bit of background about NF. I know Liam has NF type 1.
Correct.
Which is the most common form of NF. And it occurs in about one in every 2,500 births, according to the Children's Tumor Foundation. And occasionally tumors may develop in the brain, cranial nerves, or spinal cord. And while those tumors are not generally cancerous, they may cause health problems by pressing on nearby body tissue. And sometimes a benign tumor may become malignant, but most people with NF1 will never develop a malignant tumor. But about 50% of people with NF1 also have learning challenges.
Right.
And, you know, there's no cure for NF1, but with careful monitoring and treatment, people can live a full life.
Right.
And then there are two other types. It's now called NF2 related schwannomatosis, used to be called just NF2. It's less common than NF1, affecting about 1 in 25,000 people. It's a little bit more serious. And then there's also schwannomatosis, the third type, which is the least common and most recently identified form of NF. But when you, when I guess when he was finally diagnosed, how did you react? How did Liam react? How did it impact the family?
It was because we were, monitoring the cafe au lait spots, and this was on our radar. It didn't really come as a shock. I would even say it kind of came as a relief that we kind of now had, it had a reason, had an explanation for what he was going through and why. So it wasn't, our doctors were amazing and, put us through the appropriate procedures. They did the MRIs and had us work with the neurologist and the doctor specific to our NF clinic. But they were always optimistic about Liam's prognosis. He was going to live a long, healthy life. He's going to live a long, healthy life. There's just some things that we have to monitor. He has to have his MRIs yearly, have to monitor his vision a bit because these tumors can appear on optic nerves or auditory nerves. So we have to continually test his vision, test his hearing, and really his health is outstanding. He runs. He's like you mentioned, he's starting to train and get himself in shape for the Pittsburgh 5K, which is part of their big marathon weekend that we can get into later. But he is very active. He is hoping to return to karate here soon, where he's a red belt, striving for his black belt. And doing great from a health perspective.
Yeah, that's
But
great.
our reaction was, my wife and I talked about it. We knew that there were three sets of eyes on us and kind of the things we always say, and especially to Liam as the oldest of three brothers, I say everything you do happens three times because they're watching. And that was kind of our attitude was they're watching. How we react is going to really impact how they react to bad news. Anytime they receive it, whether it's something as minor as a bad grade or a challenge in school, or something as major as a health challenge or consequence. So we wanted to make sure that they knew that, listen, this is it's going to be tough, but it's not the end of the world. And we respond by, how do we change the world with this was kind of our attitude.
Yeah, it's a great attitude. What are some of the biggest struggles that Liam has had related to his condition?
He had toe walked for a while. That we had a procedure that fixed that. It'll be a year in April that he had his a surgery on his foot to fix his Achilles tendon and eliminate the toe walking. But for Liam, it's really been all education related. And it's not, it's NF is something that doesn't fight fair. Like you'd indicated, there's many different types. And everybody experiences it differently. And when it comes to, learning, some days it looks like dyslexia, other days it can look like ADHD. Sometimes it's a combination of both. So it's something that's very tough for all of us to get our arms around. So the learning challenges and the available resources were probably the biggest headwind that we had to help him through.
Yeah, and I your wife is a teacher, right? Is that
Correct. Yeah, she teaches in the district that we live in.
I mean, has that helped with the learning challenges?
It's helped in with us being know what he should be getting, and it's helped with us really understanding the landscape of what he's entitled to. But is even when it comes to homework and trying her trying to help him, it's something different than what she experiences every day.
I'm wondering, Will, what from a personal perspective, how have these struggles impacted you on a personal level?
Sure. Well, it's never comfortable to be sitting in a room and have a doctor say, "Well, we're going to diagnose your son with, fill in the blank." But it's immediately perspective changing. And that's really what I think it was. I think Jamie would agree that you look at the world through a different set of lenses after that conversation. And then overcoming the procedures, overcoming the school challenges has really been personally a perspective changing, you know, last few years. And how do we use this to, again, change the world of folks with NF, change the world of folks who don't share the perspective that, that we do when it comes to these things. I think it's made me a better person. I think it's made me a little bit more conscientious of folks around me and what they could be dealing with. It's made me a better professional. It's made me a better advisor. It's made me a better father, friend, husband, just to try to understand things from a different perspective than what we're accustomed to.
Yeah. And I know that, I mean, you were telling me about one time when Liam was really upset about it. How have you helped him overcome his struggles with it?
Probably sharing the message that I know that my folks had in mind for myself and my brother and sister. We're surrounding him with the right people. And I don't mean the smartest doctors or the best nurses or the best equipment. I just mean the folks that were going to accept Liam for what he was going through, the folks that were going to maybe possess the same new perspective that I had. So making sure he's been around those types of folks, and that isn't difficult. His support system has been wonderful. Our family has been a giant help, but making sure that the folks that he is surrounding with and knowing how to pick those folks, pick that inner circle, pick that tribe is important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I know that you guys hiding and being sad, you know, was never the option, but what drove you to take that approach? I mean, I guess I have an 8-year-old son as well, and healthy as far as I know. But I mean, if something were to happen to one of my kids, I would hope that I would be able to have that perspective or that attitude, but I don't know that I would, you know what I mean? I mean,
right.
It's hard.
And it's hard. And there's days that you feel for him, you feel ripped off, you feel that he's being ripped off. You know, there's really no other way to put it, but there's inspiration all around us. Actually, probably there's two big inspiring influences. One, I think he was a former guest on your show, John Hyland.
Mm, yeah.
Fellow private advisor, the founder of Private Advisor Group, one of the strongest men that I know. Every time I get to be in John's presence is a gift. And him dealing with his multiple diagnosis when it comes to leukemia and how he's responded and how he's used his story to change the world. Whether it comes to the Invest in Others organization that he's been instrumental in promoting through our profession, but a giant inspiration to me, to anybody that's known him or knows him. He's the barometer for how to respond in times of adversity. I mean, the other was a personal friend of mine, a girl I grew up with, Kelly. About 4 or 5 years before we started down this path with Liam, she had her own cancer diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
And watching her respond, she also three young kids. She responded with strength and with grace and with a fighter's mentality to not only beating the cancer, but doing good for others and getting through that. So those are probably my two biggest role models. My wife is, you know, the strongest woman I know. When it comes to, she puts an entire new definition to the term mama bear.
Mm-hmm.
And she, there was no other alternative in her mind. And it was kind of lead, follow, get out of the way. So she's very strong, very committed to what any of our boys need, but especially through this process with Liam.
Yeah, I mean, it's so important to have a good partner in life,
yes.
Right? To have someone to hold you up and, you know, to lean on. I don't know. That's been my experience.
There's days where, I don't know where I read this or heard this or saw this, but in any instance in a relationship, there's always a kite and there's always a rock.
Mm.
And we seem to ebb and flow between kite and rock daily. with who's holding it down, who's got the big dreams that are flying for the sky. So it's, I think we, to borrow a term from golfing team days, was we ham and egg it pretty well together.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess I wanted to talk a little bit about the business and how this has impacted the work that you do on a daily basis with your clients. And I know a private advisor group, they're the firm you're affiliated with. How have they kind of helped support you through this time?
Well, their leadership's outstanding, and everything trickles down from that. Like I said, John Hyland, Pat Sullivan, James Sullivan, Jim Perhacs, and the whole organization has been nothing but supportive. They're the best people in the world to be in this business with, and I'm thankful for them every day. You know, I think from a professional standpoint, understand kind of the neurodiversity and how it's affected Liam day to day helps me communicate better with my clients, understand that they may not understand what we're showing them in this certain way. How do we adapt that so that they do understand what we're showing them, how they can understand, because financial information is intimidating to most folks, let alone if they don't understand the way we communicate or how we show the data or a plan or something. So to make sure that if it's something they aren't quite understanding, okay, let's show it a different way. How do you know, whether it's me jumping up and drawing something on a whiteboard to using one financial planning software versus another, I think it's made me a better professional. It's made me a better advisor. We now encourage our clients to think about just, you know, what would happen in this instance. What if it's something that is more devastating than the diagnosis we've received? How do we plan and prepare for the unthinkable sometimes? So I think as a whole, it's helped my profession. It's helped my clients. It's helped the way we communicate, and private advisor group being the teammate that they are has been a true blessing.
Yeah, but I guess I imagine that just there have been struggles to keep the business going and to run the business, like while you're going through all that, you know, having to deal with the learning challenges and maybe give him extra help or whatever, more support. How have you sort of, tell me about, I guess, those the struggles there.
The struggles are my attention can sometimes get pulled. You know, I love this business. I love this profession. I love our clients, but I love my kids more.
Yeah. Right.
So when my attention gets pulled, again, the lessons I learned my parents, Bill and Linda, were about surrounding yourself with the right people. We have an amazing team. Katie, my admin, has been, and admin's probably too loose of a term. She handles our operations. She's fantastic. There's never a, hey, I got to get to the doctors with Liam, and she never hesitates to take the reins. Nico, gentleman we just hired right out of college, is learning this business now. Ironically, Liam is here in the office today because we've made a transition in schools, and he's starting to go to an online school.
Okay.
While I'm recording this, I just heard Nico say to him, buddy, you need any help with any of this stuff, just let me know. So it, surrounding ourselves with those folks. We have a new marketing intern, Bryn, who Liam came to a client event the other night and he's starting to get into the video stuff a little bit and trying to work that. And Bryn was exceptionally helpful when I couldn't be because I was presenting the clients. So it's just been about surrounding ourselves with high quality, highly valued folks first. And you know, the team has really responded when I can't. But you know, the beautiful part about this happening in 2024 versus 1984 is I don't have to be chained to a desk from 9 to 5 to still be good at my job.
Yeah.
I can work from home from 9 p.m. to midnight doing the things that maybe I got pulled away from. I can meet with clients via Zoom at 7:30 at my house. So really steering into the technological curve has been helpful. I don't know what I would have done in 1984 when we couldn't have done these things, but it's been a giant help.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know that you guys are very involved in the NF community and advocating yes. there and raising awareness. Tell me about the work that you and your wife and Liam have been doing there.
Well, immediately when we got the diagnosis, we returned to the NFCA, which is the local clinic in Pittsburgh, worked with the social worker there just on how life for Liam was going to be, how she kind of, she's even gone into student teacher meetings with us to work with different school districts and work with Liam's teachers and helping them to understand what's going on.
Yeah. Oh.
And immediately saw that as our path for Liam to A, be around other folks that were just like him, B, see folks that are just like him being successful. You know, they're professionals, they have careers. So understanding that this isn't an excuse to not challenge yourself, and this isn't an excuse or reason to not be driven. And then we wanted to be the folks that we're helping as well, to show Liam that, yeah, you is maybe not dealt a great hand, but this is your path to changing the world. Mm. So we got involved with our local clinic. I'm a runner, so we kind of made it our pet project to get the NFCA listed as an official charity with the Pittsburgh Marathon, which we did in our first attempt. Had about 75 runners run with us, raised about $35,000 in our first year to be listed as an official charity with the Pittsburgh Marathon. So we achieved that and then put a great team together and really have put a great team together every year to run and to fundraise. This year, our mission with that is Liam's going to be a year out from his surgery. His therapy's complete. His recovery's been great. So he wants to run the 5K that's part of that marathon weekend. And he wants to get 100 people to run with him and have everybody raise $250 for the clinic. So again, I guess because Little Eyes are watching, he picked up on that and has kind of made this his mission. And then our involvement there led us to the Children's Tumor Foundation, which is a nationwide organization that is focused on finding a cure. The biggest thing with NFCA is they're helping folks live with NF. Mm-hmm. And Children's Tumor Foundation is attacking the science and fundraising to eventually find a cure and find treatments. To me, both organizations are doing an invaluable thing for the NF community, and we want to be involved with both. So 2 years ago, I ran a Chicago Marathon and raised money for Children's Tumor Foundation with them. They have a pretty cool program called NF Endurance that brings, you know, folks from the NF community together for these big races. And then this year ran the New York City Marathon, this past year ran the New York City Marathon in November with them. And I just got the total last week. The NF Endurance put on three races, Chicago, Berlin, and New York City. And we raised over $330,000 with those three races for Children's Tumor Foundation.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah. And it was everybody in Liam's support system responding and really expanding the support system. And now to the point where we have folks that we met through Children's Tumor Foundation that really had no affiliation with NF before. They were big hearted people that wanted to run and saw that as their way to change the world. They're now coming to Pittsburgh to run with our clinic. So we're bringing folks from Louisville, Kentucky, and from hopefully from LA and New York, all over the place, to come run with us in Pittsburgh and really just keep this mission going. And that's what's important is, you know, it's not just a Pittsburgh issue. It's not just a Louisville issue. It's not just an LA issue. This is something that folks around the world, and we can all be a part of this outside of our local community as well as in it.
Yeah, it's incredible work that you're doing. I kudos to you guys. I think that's great. I guess I'm wondering just any advice that you would have for other advisors or folks in the industry going through something similar. A lot of folks can, with things like this, turn to unhealthy coping mechanisms and drinking or drugs or, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
Any advice for other folks on how to get through something like this, come out the other side. Yeah.
It all goes back to my best friend. Every time we, and there's five or six of us that are, we're still really, 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 really good friends from our childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime we go through something traumatic, tough, difficult, he always says the same thing. He says, stay together, just stay together. And then I think about, you know, I was the oldest of three. And if me and my brother and sister were going off somewhere, my mom would always say, hey guys, just stay together. And that's, it's such simple advice. It seems like such small words, but the first thing you have to do is stay with your people, talk with your people, you know, and let them in, get into their world, lean on that because you are going to need it. There's no doubt about that. There's been days where school's been tough. There's been days where we've met headwinds that we didn't even imagine. And you know, our people, you know, my family, Jamie's family, our friends have been the folks that are right there to pick you up. And that is the first thing I would tell anybody, that, you know, lean into your people. If you're having struggles, whether it's dealing with a diagnosis, whether the response should be, I need to lean into my people. I need to talk with them. I do better speaking than I do keeping it in. I think my wife would say she would never accuse me of under communicating. so I like to talk things through and like to talk things out. And I would, there's no way I could have held any of this in. Our people have been outstanding. They've been right there. Even sometimes if maybe we're not being rational to them, it doesn't matter. They're on our team. They have our back and they're not going anywhere. And hoping I'm as good a friend to them as they have been or are to me is probably got to be the next change that I make, because I like to think I am, but you know, we can all do better. But that would be the first thing. And we often look at our firms, our broker dealers, our RIAs like PAG as a compliance is a hassle, or they're telling me to do things, or I've got all these rules I have to follow. At least my situation with both Private Advisor Group and LPL, they have been more than that. They've been friends. They've been colleagues. A great, great friend of mine from LPL came and ran the Chicago Marathon with us to help fundraise. Another one from LPL really has just been a great sounding board for nothing business related. You know, how are you doing? How are you feeling? What's going on with the boys? Tell me about Liam. It's never, what's your production at this month, Will? Or you haven't responded to that email yet. So there's good all around us. There's strength all around us. Just finding it and leaning on it is important, especially when you go through those darkest times.
Yeah, that's a great point about the firms that you have behind you. I think that's great. And yeah, I mean, I think life is hard enough, right? Without a diagnosis in the family. But I think like all the things you just said, it can be applied just broadly to anyone's daily struggles.
Well, and the mindset shift, that we're all going through right now when it comes to our own individual mental health is important. And if you're an advisor that leads a team, check in on your people. If you're on a team, make sure you're being checked in on, and make sure you're checking on your people. Make sure that, you know, there's, you know, sometimes we roll our eyes at it, maybe the mental health stuff, but it's real, it's legitimate. And we've got to be there for each other outside of the profession, because like you said, life's tough enough. This profession isn't easy. Although I maybe I'm biased. I think it's the best job in the world, best profession in the world. It's the only thing I can imagine doing. There's no way I could have done anything else, but it's not easy. And getting through all of that is tough enough, let alone, like you said, with a diagnosis. So take the mental health stuff serious, take your own mental health stuff serious. Things aren't going well. Take a break. attack it another day. You know, we say to our clients, fortunately, I'm just dealing with your money. You've got other things to deal with. Grief and ambition and all of that collide when it comes to our money. And you know, we've got to be taking our own headspace into account.
Yeah, I mean, I can get on a soapbox all day and talk about the mental health stuff, yeah. But it's from the horse's mouth right here, from you advisors are boots on the ground. So,
well, but, you know, but don't it takes
listen
people
to me,
like
listen
you to
Will here.
It takes what you're doing as well, providing a giant asset to the advisor community is allowing us to talk about this stuff, allowing us to hear from folks like John Hyland, who some folks in our profession may not know or may not have met, can hear his message and say, oh, yep, there's light at the end of the tunnel. I can get through this. John's my inspiration. Let's go on. So it's, we're all doing important work and, you know, you giving us the microphone to talk about these things is invaluable. And, you know, thank you for your contribution to our profession.
Yeah, I'm happy to do it. It's my pleasure. It's my baby, you know? So, well, I'm afraid we're just about out of time. I feel like I could talk to you all day, Will, but I'd like to thank my guest, Will Hoffman, for being on the podcast and just opening up and being so vulnerable about his experiences. Thank you so much, Will.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me. And if anybody needs to reach out about something they're going through, like I said, reach out to your team. HoffmanWealth.com is our website. My email address is on there. It's will@HoffmanWealth.com. We got some big things coming up in the NF community too that we're trying to work through with Children's Tumor Foundation. But you know, especially that if you're the NF stuff hits home for you, please reach out. We're trying to grow our network and our community when it comes to this stuff every day.
Yeah, that's great. And like he said, if you'd like to reach out to Will, you can, again, his email address is will@HoffmanWealth.com. He's also on LinkedIn. You can connect with him there. And if you have a struggle yourself and you wish to share your experiences and help others in similar situations, please feel free to reach out to me at diana.britton@informa.com. I'd like to thank you for listening to The Healthy Advisor. If you've not subscribed to the podcast yet, please click the subscribe now button below. This is Diana Britton reminding you that where there's healing, there is hope. We'll see you next time. Thank you for listening to The Healthy Advisor, a podcast focused on advisors' personal well-being and healing. Click the subscribe button below to be notified when new episodes become available. The information covered and posted represents the views and opinions of the guest and does not necessarily represent the views or opinions of wealthmanagement.com. The content has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. The content is not intended to be a substitute for professional advice. Always seek the advice of your healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding your particular situation.